news that there was a planned auction from the Marenge area was a little bit of a blow in the context of serious considerations of their position vis-a-vis the Kimberley process and their compliance with those standards. Part of the action plan that was agreed after the Kimberley process monitoring group visited Zimbabwe was that they would not export diamonds without prior agreement from the Kimberley process scheme, and that obviously didn't appear to be the case. So for us, it was a signal of a lack of respect for the action plan that had been agreed and for the Kimberley process overall.
The auction was scheduled for today of 300,000 carats of rough diamonds. How long do you expect the certification will take for Zimbabwe so that the auction can be held?
Well, for us, it's less about ensuring that the auction can take place and more about ensuring that Zimbabwe is actually serious with complying with the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme minimum standards. So I think Global Witness would say that it would be wrong-headed to place an emphasis on rushing through certification for this particular auction and presumed export, and much, much more about looking at the action plan, looking at the grave concerns that we and other organizations have around the human rights abuses in the Marenge area, and making sure that Zimbabwe is actually serious about acting to eradicate them.
Madaba Diamonds was one of the groups which is supposed to be conducting the auctions for Zimbabwe. Was Madaba being too hasty in scheduling an auction for today?
Clearly, the fact that the auction has been suspended and the fact that the Zimbabwean government authorities highlighted the need for Kimberley process approval as one of the reasons for suspending that auction suggests that planning and announcing and beginning to make provisions for an auction was premature in light of the action plan and the requirements of the Kimberley process scheme.
Are you satisfied that people in the Prime Minister's office were on top of the situation enough to step in and halt the auction?
It's not possible for Global Witness to comment on internal Zimbabwean politics. What we can say is that it's imperative that the country as a whole cooperates with the Kimberley process and with the recommendations of the action plan, because if they fail to do so, then they will not be in compliance and therefore they shouldn't be exporting or mining diamonds.
How can Zimbabwe take concrete steps to show a commitment to cleaning up the diamond sector?
I think they need to prove that the whole Marenge area has been demilitarized and that the connection between the military and the regime and conflict diamonds and human rights abuses has been broken. There are widespread reports of human rights abuses and of military involvement in the diamond mining areas. That is our clear objection to diamond mining continuing. And if the military is benefiting, then that's not something that we think is either in line with the spirit or the letter of the Kimberley process. They're clearly not in line with those Kimberley process guidelines at the moment, and they shouldn't be considering export or profit for anybody from the diamond industry until they can prove that there are no human rights abuses going on and the areas where the diamonds are found are not under military control.
What constraints does the Kimberley process propose to take to help Zimbabwe improve working and mining conditions and the allocation of profits?
What we're looking to Zimbabwe to do, and also to the members of the Kimberley process scheme, is ensure that those recommendations are followed and ensure that the credibility of the Kimberley process is not undermined through a failure to take action against Zimbabwe if they fail to comply. So it's simply a case of going back to the drawing board, and if they're serious about remaining within the Kimberley process and if the Kimberley process is serious about remaining a credible scheme that gives people confidence in the diamond industry, then they need to ensure that Zimbabwe complies or force them to leave the scheme.
How likely would Zimbabwe have been in breach of an action plan agreed to at the Kimberley process plenary back in November?
Well, it's a slightly technical issue in that in the action plan, one of the conditions was that the diamonds would not be exported. So in principle, an auction could have taken place and international buyers could have bought the diamonds and kept them within the country. And in that situation, then Zimbabwe would not necessarily have been in breach of the action plan. However, the usual reason for purchasing diamonds is to go ahead and sell them. And if international buyers were to be at the auction, which is what we understand was to be the case, then the logical assumption would be that those diamonds were going to be sold overseas. So for us, the plan to have an auction indicated a likely intention to export those diamonds and therefore a likely breach of the action plan. And the fact that the auction was then suspended suggests that that was also the assumption on the part of the Zimbabwean authorities, who decided not to go ahead without Kimberley process approval.
What progress is being made since November to secure a Kimberley process monitor?
We're pretty concerned that Zimbabwe has not demonstrated very much willingness or intention to cooperate with the Kimberley process. Their failure to communicate their plans to carry out this auction in the first place and their general low level of communications with the scheme would suggest that despite widespread international condemnation of the reported human rights abuses, the country is not yet taking seriously the need to reform and to eradicate those human rights abuses and to get the military out of the mining areas.